I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Speaking with consumers, rather than at them, is an important element of sharing ag's story. Advocate and Monsanto Online Engagement Director Janice Person shares more about how to engage consumers in conversation about agriculture through social media. She encourages farmers and ranchers to find a social media channel that they would enjoy and start there.
So somebody like me, I love photography. So if I didn't have a social media presence on a lot of channels, the first thing I should probably do is try Instagram, because I'll be motivated to do it more because I love seeing other people's photos. If you're somebody who's really active in your community, maybe Facebook is a better play for you. So start a page for your farm. Maybe there's a college kid who's not on the farm right now that you can send photos to and have them do the page. Twitter is more for if you're wanting to engage in a conversation based on a passionate topic. Blogging is something where you know you're willing to put a little more time in it on the long haul.
She reminds farmers and ranchers that it's not a sprint race, but rather a marathon. And so it's important to continue to participate and engage in your channel of choice.
All the social media, you kind of need to have a continuing presence. But if you've gotten out of it for a bit, and we've all been there where we took a break that we thought was going to be, oh, I need a week's break, and then it became a month. Start slowly. Don't make yourself think you have to do 15 posts in 1 week, because I think where we pace ourselves, we are able to maintain that motivation a lot better.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.